Hey guys and girls, this is Fender Logo Street and welcome to my very first episode for this year. So, 2023 started, and one of the main things I haven't really included in my last podcast is about my work. As of now, I'm currently working on a BPO, not BDO, it's a BPO industry. Others might call it a call center. But my LOB there is I am an outbound caller, and I have been doing a lot of things in my current work. I cannot really blame it, because if I do have the passion to do this, I would be always doing this. But then again, it was one of the reasons why I haven't really done my podcasts before is my phone. And if my voice do sound deeper, I do want to know if this is a much better voice, or do you want me to have, or do you want me to be the one, the other voice, not other voice, the non so deep voice. So, I'm currently invested in my work. I do love my work, I'm not gonna lie, although it does stress me out at some points. I do love my work, and I do plan on continuing my work up until like I have saved enough to be a full-time content creator. Then I might hop on that train, be a content creator for everyone to enjoy. It's one of the most recent things that has happened to me, and I believe I have told before the end of the year that I was going to my work, and I do hope that everyone enjoys the new year. As of now, I'm not saying that I have broken my new year's theme, because again, this is about me. My new year's theme is about me. I want to find friends that would care about me so that I can reciprocate it to them. I'm not looking. I have my partner, which I want to grow with. And I am happy that one of the starts of my year is me having breakfast with her. It might be a small thing for some, but it's a big thing for me, because she and I live far away, and spending that breakfast with her is just a magical moment in my life. I do want to experience that again in the future, which I hope I do. And you know, it's just one big cluster of things. Yes, this podcast might not have a very center topic. It's more about my experiences as of now, because as of now I cannot really think of a topic. I was supposed to do a VTuber episode last year. Unfortunately, the VTuber I was supposed to it wasn't last year. It was like a year, 2 years ago. Not exactly a year, 2 years ago. It was back in 2021. Yes, back in 2021. 2021, around those times, I met a VTuber. I had plans on making a podcast episode with her. Unfortunately, while we are having talks about it, the VTuber got ill and death came knocking. And unfortunately, death took her life, which it is sad, because it would have been one of the final things to remember her by, but it is sad that I lost someone that I kind of adored, because I believe there's few people of her fans that just got to know her as a person. Meanwhile, I'm here just enjoying her stream, and the only moment I got to know her well, I didn't know she was already halfway to that store. But again, it's life can be very unpredictable. It's one of the things why I wanted to kind of focus about me. And I do suggest doing that too. Focus on things that makes you happy, or what makes you enjoy your life more. For me, I enjoy my life if I help the people who really do care about me. I do also apologize if I'm stuttering right now. It's kind of like, yes, it is kind of late in my time, but I just woke up. I took a long sleep because it is my rest day. My rest day happens at Sunday, Monday, so yay. What I call the weedening. So what happens during that? It's happening right now, to be honest. I'm looking for the friends, or I do kind of chat with some of them, see if some of them do still kind of want to have that connection with me. If they do, they're safe for now. If they don't, then they're knocked a circle up. Instead of them getting to know me a bit closer, yes, I do tend to be very open to people. If you knew me, I would be very open to you. And if you get to know me a bit closer, I do tend to cross some lines that I didn't know that shouldn't be crossed. But it's not the one that would, you know, that would merit a bad record on my name. I do tend to overshare about me. So I do kind of need to change that. But yeah. I do tend to be very open to the people who are very close to me. But no matter what happens, there's always two people who would be safe from the quote-unquote weedening. These two people has been my friends for like 5 years now, four or 5 years now, I'm not sure. But we have been friends for a very long time. They have seen me rise and fall. They have seen the best of me and the worst of me. In a sense, the worst of me. And also in a sense, the best of me. So, they have been like, they have been the people that I have run to when I needed some help. They have been the people. I have been the person that they usually run to when they need some help. One of them just slaps me some truth, and you know, we share memes and such. But it's one of the things that I do adore about my friends, because yes, I am kind of a quote-unquote idiotic person sometimes, but they still stick around, which I really appreciate about them. And so my circle of friends, I'm kind of removing some or knocking some up of a circle. I'm knocking some of the people up a circle, and the people have still been contacting me, have still been talking to me, they stay in that circle. Unless that there's a moment where a low point in my life and they're ready to listen, that's the only moment where they can go down a circle. The closer you are to me, and the better you get to know me. To know, quote, to know Thunder. Or for some people, to know Zuri. It's one of the best ways to get to know me a bit better. Because, yes, I do tend to overshare a lot. Yes, I do tend to be an open book. But there are some things in my life that I would rather not really share with other people. And I'm not gonna end it on a somber note. I got the jersey that I wanted, but yes, the moment I got the jersey, it's like the team, and I was like, "Hey, look, we got a new like jersey for this year." I was like, "Okay, I guess I need to know what I need to save up some more then, Because I don't know how to order them online, because we have like our own shipping system in here in the Philippines. I don't know how to order them online because the theme I adore is on Europe. If I want to order like a team jersey that has a Filipino theme, I might could, but their team is not, you know, very accessible to the Philippines. It's like, okay then, I guess I had to wait for it to, or you know, I need to find a way to wait for me to be able to buy that. But well, that's it. That's technically, yes, I know I just ranted for like 10 minutes. I do have plans on something. Here's one of the things that I would want to say. I am planning on something. It might be once a month upload. I'm not sure yet. But if you do see that upload, that means I was distressed. Okay? Anyways, thank you so much for listening for 11 minutes of rambling. This is Wind Thunder Locust Re temporarily signing out.